trying to get some of those possums and raccoons that have been helping themselves to my garden, too. You can't believe the number of coons and possums I've trapped in the last week. I live trap them and take them elsewhere. Of course, sometimes people tell me I should put them down, but they look at me, especially the raccoons with those little eyes, and I just can't do it. They belong in the wild. They belong in the wild, not in my garden. I did take your advice last week and went to Fantasil's and took advantage of that snow crab sale.
Yes.
After we had cooking those burgers there at Beef Fest, and it's always fun coming to Emporia and seeing friends that I've had there so many years, and what a great activity. But Ginger cooked those snow crab there last Tuesday, and goodness, the crab shells, the claws, and that butter lemon dip did fly. Hey, after that was over, she was one happy girl. So I think probably crab will be in our menu at least once a month coming on.
Yeah, that big sale's still out there. About half price, I think, out there on those snow crabs. So, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that, Phil. And you're gearing up for a big day here tomorrow, too, aren't you?
Yes, we will. Vamose Pescar is getting bigger and bigger. We've got more sponsors and more volunteers coming in. We hope to really make a good go of it. And I'm really impressed with Emporia State and the Aquatic Research Center that we do these programs on. Ron, we have a big season opening up September 1 here in Kansas. And I've asked Chris LeCurer, Glenn Elder Wildlife Manager, to join us on the show just to tell us about dove hunting and some youth opportunities they're offering out that way. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Phil.
Chris, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you went to college, since Emporia State is really having a good program now. They're advertising, you know, you can become a game warden, working as a biologist, and I was just wondering what kind of education it took to become a wildlife area manager in Kansas.
Well, I wound up getting a 4-year degree from K-State, graduated in the late 90s. With a wildlife biology and a natural histories secondary degree, bounced around as many wildlife professionals do earlier in their career. A few years around the Manhattan area working on Fort Riley, and then a tech job with Wildlife and Parks. Went to Missouri, Northwest Missouri, for a couple of years. Worked my way back into Northeast Kansas and landed out here at Glen Elder in 2010, and been loving it here ever since.
Well, Brian Serpan brought it to my attention that you guys are having youth dove hunting opportunities out there. Can you tell us a little bit more about that event? I believe it's coming up September 3rd, and how people might get registered for that.
You bet. I started doing dove hunts at the Clinton area around Lawrence when I was manager over there, and then I kind of brought that with me out here. It's a pretty informal deal. We kind of try to, play the odds. We scout some local ponds, and we always have a handful of managed sunflower and wheat fields here in the wildlife area. And we always have one of those fields or complexes of fields designated as youth or youth mentor only hunting for the first week or two of the season. And, we try to make sure that's a field with plenty of opportunity. And oftentimes we wind up doing a morning hunt with the kids. Hardest part for them is that early wake up to be out there in the field by sunrise. But usually get anywhere from a dozen to up to maybe a dozen and a half kids, mostly from the local area, but we've had kids come from Topeka and Wichita. Only the kids hunt that morning. We have an adult mentor. If they don't have one that comes with them, we have Pheasants Forever volunteers that are right there by the kids' side. And, It can be a blast, to coin a pun. Those kids can burn through some shells in a hurry, and it's a heck of a good time.
I tell you, I know the Go ahead.
I never forget the, oh, probably a little 12, 13-year-old girl. In an hour and 45 minutes, she burned through 4.5 boxes of shells and, you know, only had a handful of birds in hand to show for it, but and a big bruise on her shoulder the next day. But, boy, she was all smiles that morning.
That's what I was going to say. I bet she had a big smile on her face, as does the shot shell manufacturers when opening season opens. I think about the opening of dove season and then coming out around Hunter and in Mitchell County, the opening of pheasant season. And you can just hear shots going on everywhere. So it's really cool. I really want to thank you for your programs you do out there, getting kids engaged in the outdoors. And, of course, I know with your instruction and the mentors, they'll learn to do it in a safe way and safe and responsible way. Well, can you tell us about the North Central Kansas Outdoor Youth Fair that you'll be having in Osborne on September 10th?
You bet. This event's become a monster. It started way back in 2005. The North Central District Number 3 Fur Harvesters were the ones that kind of kicked it off, and I think that first year they had maybe 18, 14 kids show up, and it's just exploded ever since. To our biggest numbers we had were 2019, right before COVID knocked everybody back a little bit. We had over 400 kids show up that day. The gist of it is we're trying to provide kids exposure to all the general outdoor activities they could possibly want if they're going to be hunters or anglers or outdoorsmen. At our gun range over there in Osborne, we have the standard, you know, shotgun, pistols, muzzle loaders, 22 rifles that they can shoot. In recent years, we've added a new popular one, tomahawk throwing, which is always fun for the kids. And generally, we average about 25 different activities on any given year that we can offer. Just rolling through the list here, canoeing, metal detecting. We have a wild game tasting station, bow fishing in the river. We have mountain bike trails down there along the river in Osborne, archery station, a slingshot station. We always have a mountain man encampment set up there, fly fishing, air rifles, BB guns. I mean, everything a kid could want, I think, on the day. And then
what time does that
even
start?
We started at 9 a.m. on that Saturday morning, the 10th. You know, folks will be rolling in there to start registering by 8:30 or so. We offer an online registration now to make it a little faster process. And that registration, you know, gives us a head count and gets the kids in drawings for the pile of prizes that we give away after lunch. We divide them out into age ranges and categories, and we've been really blessed with support from the community and the volunteers. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars of stuff that we give away, from outdoor gear like air rifles, fishing equipment, camping equipment, and then we also give away two single lifetime licenses and a combo hunt and fish lifetime license. One of the kids there.
Goodness, I tell you, it looks like fantastic people doing some fantastic things out there. Really want to thank you, Chris, for putting these on. And getting back to Glenn Elder and how some things change with hunting in Kansas. Some areas now with dove, of course, if you hunt waterfowl, that's got to be strictly still shot wherever mm-hmm. you go. But with doves, is it just on the public areas or your feed fields that you need to use steel shot, or is there areas in there that you can hunt does with lead shot?
So So in our public lands division with wildlife and parks, it's pretty much a property-by-property decision for the manager, generally based on volume of hunters expected. And a lot of it has to do with field rotations and crop rotations. You know, if the same field is being utilized for dove hunting year after year, every other year, a lot of times that manager is going to choose to designate it as steel shot. Most of our Northeast Kansas properties are that way. Out here, we still allow lead shot, but we do a pretty good job rotating our fields. You know, it's 3 to 4 years before a field comes back into our dove management program out here. Just kind of a case by case basis, but everybody, hunters always need to do their homework and check those property rules before they come out.
Well, speaking of homework, I know several years ago they had a program called iSportsman, and now there's an app that says Go Outdoors Kansas. Is that something that you need to check into the public areas on the wildlife areas before you go? And is that on every reservoir? Do you know, Chris?
Yes, that is our new check-in system. This year, it is not on every public property. But as of right now, our plan is that we are going to transition to that program statewide by next hunting season. Glenn Elder here has been in the iSportsman program and is now rolled over into the Go Outdoors Kansas program. It's just a check, basically a simple inventory system for us wildlife area managers to monitor and see how many hunters we have on the property, what's getting harvested, and it can help us utilize that info for future management decisions, and when we go to the table asking for budget money, it gives us some backing to say, here's my numbers, here's the popularity of my program, I need that funding to continue it or to expand a program that we might be doing.
It's very well said, Chris. I tell you, I've encouraged all sportsmen that when they get sent a survey to do something. I know, you know, going to iSportsman, it seems to be a pain, although, but it's a pain to really have good hunting in areas. And you wildlife managers do a great job in doing what you can with your resources and manpower and what you can do in the state of Kansas here. So I really want to thank you for being in the show. And, man, I tell you, September 10th is so built up with programs. I would love to make it back out there. For many years, I hunted there around Hunter, and of course, I have friends in the Glen Elder area. In closing, what do you think it looks like for this year's dove season and also upland game bird hunting in your area?
Our dove season looks very promising. On the property here, We've got, like I say, a handful of managed dove fields. Some did very good this year. A couple didn't do so good, but we have that's why we do enough of them to account for those ones that might fall short. On the private land side of things, you know, Western Kansas this year has been extremely, extremely hot and dry all year, but that's dove weather. We're seeing great numbers of birds all across the countryside, and if a hunter can find a pond that they have access to that actually has water in it, they're probably going to do okay on an evening hunt come dove season. On the upland side, again, as we visited yesterday a little bit on our pre-interview, kind of a tale of two stories between the wildlife area and the private land side of things in the north central area up here. On the property, you know, we're seeing little broods of pheasant and quail everywhere we go. but that's the norm. I mean, obviously we have a tremendous amount of habitat on the property, and that's what the birds need to produce. But folks that come to hunt the public area, after those first 2 days of upland season, folks are saying, where'd all the birds go? Well, when you get 300 or 400 hunters out here on opening weekend, the birds get educated very quickly, and they become a more of a trophy pursuit than a common pursuit. But on the private land side of things up here in the north central part of the state, it looks we just are wrapping up our brood surveys that we do out in the counties. Today is actually the last day of our survey, and our upland biologists for the state will be compiling all that data over the next few weeks. Early indications here, anecdotally, locally, it looks like compared to last year, our quail numbers probably have taken a little bit of an uptick this year, and our pheasants may have taken a little bit of a downtick. We had some cool wet weather right there around Memorial Day, as we often do, and we had a lot of early nesting hens, and we probably lost just a few of our pheasant broods at that time. But I don't see any major changes, or don't expect any major changes from recent years, and which is still pretty good in this part of the state compared to other parts.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. One of these days, I do hope to come out there and visit with you. A lot of good information right there, listeners. Chris, I need to go to that first break, so good luck with your youth programs and keep KVOE in tune to all you're doing out there. We'll try to get the word out.
All right, good talking to you, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Good interview, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors. Stay tuned, we're back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Summer, the weather's warm, the garden is thriving, but you've noticed nasty pests invading your hard work. Don't tolerate pests. Go to Blue Stem Farm and Ranch and pick up Bonide's 8 Insect Control. Bonide's 8 kills more than 100 insects on contact for up to 30 days and will protect your lawn and garden all season long. Shop for all of your pest control needs and more at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
KBOE live and local. Nice to have you here on a Friday morning. You're tuned to What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten. Time now for Phil's Nature's Notes Outdoor Report from Studio North. Phil, what do you have for us there?
Well, Ron, last Saturday I saw an osprey. First one I saw this year down at Council Grove City Lake, and Ginger reported seeing them over at the marina. We do have some eagles here now, and they're fun to watch, and that's one thing. When the weather gets a little bit cooler, we'll have more. And we still have hummingbirds, Ron.
Yeah.
They're still here. They're fun to watch. Ron, when it comes to dove hunting or any kind of hunting, scouting is the key. I mean, do you need to get out on the roads? You need to get out and get your permission secured. You need to see what areas the doves are coming into. And I like to hunt feed fields, sunflower seed fields, weed fields. And like Chris mentioned, over water, there can be some fantastic shooting. I do encourage everybody to get used to wearing eyeglasses, safety glasses, when they hunt. I mean, not only because, especially on public land, there might be some other hunters out there in the area to protect yourself. And with dove hunting, hunter orange isn't required. It's not required for upland game bird hunting. It is for deer hunting, but common sense tells you if you're out in the woods, you should be wearing that hunter's orange. So in Kansas, the season will run from September to mid-October. You do need to have a state hunting license, and called a HIP stamp is required to hunt doves. And, of course, your hunting license will come for kids 16 and over. The daily limit is 15 and a possession limit of 30. And I talked with Bryn Conan here at Council Grove Wildlife Area, and we don't have a youth hunt scheduled here this year, but he is seeing some doves, and there is one field that survived the floods open for sunflowers. Met the new manager over at Melbourne, Luke Burning, at Melbourne Wildlife Area, and of course their office is there in Reading, and he has 60 acres of sunflower to hunt. And then also in the areas that he manages, he's seeing more and more doves each day. And maps for these areas, they can be found on the department's online page, or also where Reading is concerned, you can see it on his office door there to find a hunt. Ron, we had our week 13 drawing for our summer-long family fun fishing contest, and we have pictures posted of the winners on the What's in Outdoors Facebook page, and also Aaron will get them up on the KVOE What's in Outdoors page. But week 13 winners are with bass, Isaac Joy, he's 14 years old, catfish, Heidi Barrett, and I met Heidi over at the Dwight Summer Fest, just a delightful family, and the smiles they had just playing that casting game that we have that we'll also be having at Vamosay Fiskar. It's just so rewarding. Crappie, the young man, Logan Klepper, and I met Logan several years ago on a cold day when we went out to rescue his family's boat that had quit running, and the wind had pushed him to the other side of the lake. And before I got back to the shore, Ginger had thrown me out of the boat. Well, it's sort of my fault, you know. And I say I thought I had to swim about 300 yards, but she told me it was maybe been three yards. And I did lose my first phone on that trip. For sunfish, we have Finley Foster, and I just love that name for a fisher girl, Finley. And with anything goes, we have Austin Hurd. Well, Ron, we better go on to that last break. I know we're running out of time, but do want to touch on Vamo Safe Fiskar.
All right, back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
With over 150,000 items in stock, if you need it, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch has got it.
That's right.
How about treats for my dog?
Absolutely. Great products from brands like Health Science Diet, Diamond, IAM, Omni, and Ralston Purina.
What about boots?
The best selection in town. Work boots, mud boots, and boots for going out on the town.
What if I'm looking for something you don't have?
If Blue Stem doesn't have it, it's probably not around.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Foria.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
KBOE Live and Local 855, What's in Outdoors, and back to Studio North, and Phil Totten, and big day tomorrow, Phil.
Goodness gracious, Ron, how this program has grown, and I do want to give a What's in Outdoors tip of the hat to all the sponsors, and we will have a list of them out, or at least mention them on the show. All the volunteers coming to make this a big event. And I can only imagine 350 to 450 kids like they expect out to Osborne, what we might have tomorrow. So we will be taking registration there. The first 50 families will get a free fishing combo and also a tackle box. And I'm throwing the fish out now for the fish fry. Ooh, okay. We will all have hamburgers and hot dogs. Area of instruction is just going to be tremendous. Sort of like what Chris mentioned, that their North Central Kansas Youth Day there, we will have stations set up to teach all we can about fishing, the rules and regulations. Kim Burnett will be coming down. Of course, Kim, with his Crappie Stopper Jig Company and the things that he does fly fishing, he'll be giving demonstrations. We have Jim Klotz, who makes his own lures. We'll have Kevin Rich bringing a brand-new Lund down to show, and he does rules and regulations. So it's going to be a big event, Ron. Hope Mother Nature smiles on us pretty, and it'll run from 9 to 1. So
you'll be smiled on,
Phil.
Yeah, great event. Good job.
Okay. God bless, Ron. Lord willing, we will be in the studio next Friday with Brian Ziegler and talk all about heroes helping heroes.
That is going to be a great show. Thank you, Phil. Have a good weekend, and we'll You see it out at the Payrock tomorrow for that big event. What's In Outdoors, Friday mornings here at KVOE, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew take great care of you. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. You know, if Blue Stem doesn't have it, it's probably not around. It is that simple, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. KVOE Live and Local, 857, 74 degrees, headlines next.
Lots of attention on Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.